B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Waking your ass up.
Getting you going.
Only on Hot 96.9.
Kyle.
Yes.
We were just talking about the loose monkey in Tewksbury, and Melissa was wondering who would have a pet monkey. And you said you used to have a pet monkey, or your mom does? Is that what it is?
My mother has one, yes.
She has one currently?
Yes. Walks him around on a leash. He wears custom little diapers.
Stop it.
Is that legal?
I
didn't think that was legal,
right? He'll climb into my shirt. Well, she's mentally crazy, so she has a, what is it, what do you call it there? Like a little medical card to have.
Oh, yeah, like yeah. Like a support animal.
Yes.
And she picked
all
a monkey?
Her animals of service. Yes, she picked a monkey because it's like a baby. So she has to take care of it like a baby,
oh,
change her diaper.
God.
Now let me ask you a question.
Yes. Cool.
Wait, do you see your mother often with the monkey?
Not as much as I used to. I have kids now, so I tend to take them there when I can, but yeah. You know, she lives about an hour away from me.
I see. I'm just curious if the monkey throws poop at you. Like, what do I have to, because I'm thinking about eventually getting myself a pet monkey. I just want to know what the downside is.
It depends, because sometimes, well, this is her first one. She had one before, and the first one used to bite a lot, people that it didn't like. And it's no bigger than a pound. It's a marmoset monkey. They're no bigger than a pound.
Yeah.
And the one she has now is toothless because the previous owner was not caring for him properly.
Damn.
And she got him and nursed him back to health, and he's much healthier now, and he's about 8 years old.
Hey,
how long do monkeys live? Do you know?
I don't.
Oh,
I can find out.
No, I can Google
Melissa
it.
Melissa should know.
Wondering.
She knows how far monkeys can travel. She should know what their age limit is. Anyway, so Kyle, do you want to be our judge for who won quarantine?
I mean, I may as well. I'm already on the phone.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the best game show on the radio. Who won?
Quarantine.
And our guest judge has a mother who has a pet / therapy monkey. It's Kyle, everybody.
No other qualifications needed.
Yes. Okay, so Kyle, we're going to go around the room and tell you how we spent our day in quarantine. And then you decide however you want. It could be the funniest story. It could be the most interesting story. It could be the story of laziness, which you are jealous of or envious of. Whatever you want to decide to be the winner, you decide. You get the final say. So, Pebbles is retired still, right?
So I was thinking of coming out of retirement because I had several requests to come out of retirement from people. But since I don't really have anything... I might come out of retirement tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
I have plans tonight, so I may be out of retirement.
I feel like Pebbles is going to be doing like a damn boxer, flip-flopping in and out of retirement.
Yep, probably.
That's a good story. All right, Leroy, how did you spend your quarantine?
It wasn't a good day at all. My phone is broke, so I called the provider. They told me to come on down like it was damn Price is Right. I get there yesterday, and they're not open, and they won't be. So somebody lied to me. So if you call or text me, I can't see it. All right, but I can, you know, whatever. We'll figure it out. Then it got worse. A young lady I know really, really hurt my soul. She jumped in my DMs and called me Leroy the Stallion.
Leroy the Stallion.
After Megan the Stallion. And the reason why, remember I posted a video of me working out a few days ago?
Yeah.
14-15?
Yeah.
All right, so when I stop putting on a little something, it usually goes to my cheeks and my face. My stomach, and unfortunately, my butt. And so she said I had a fat, you know what, but she spelled fat with a PH instead of an F, and she called me Leroy the Stallion. That's not funny. That's not good. I don't like that. And then I sat down, I played Red Dead Redemption 2. That's like Grand Theft Auto, but you're a cowboy, and you go around with your crew, like robbing and stealing. And then I watched Game 6 of the NBA Finals between the Bulls and the Jazz in HD, and I fell asleep, and that's it.
You're so random. Oh, by the way, I heard that Red Dead Redemption is just a ridiculous... They said you could literally spend the entire day fishing.
Oh, yeah.
If you want.
That's
awesome. All right, Melissa, how'd you spend your day in quarantine?
I really did nothing. I went for a walk to get ice cream, black raspberry with peanut butter. Here's my sundae. Peanut butter sauce, whipped cream, M&Ms, and peanuts. That's what I put on my sundae. So I went for a walk. I had a Zoom meeting with my all-star cheerleading team, getting them ready for the season, which the gym's going to be open in a few weeks. and got home. I did treat myself, and I got takeout from Ruth Chris Steakhouse.
Did you keep it in the car this time as opposed to throwing it out the window like the burrito?
No, I ate it. I had a filet with shrimp, mashed potatoes, and Caesar salad, and it was one of the best dinners I've had in a long time. Watched a couple episodes of The Office and went to sleep.
Oh,
that was my day.
That is spectacular. Okay, so now it's on to me, Ramiro. My wife and I were going out. It was such a nice day yesterday. We went out for a nice walk around where we live. And we came across a couple that clearly one or both of them is cheating in their relationship. Because, you know, everyone has come across people that are cheating. Have you ever come across someone who's cheating? The behavior?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we were walking.
Walked into them? Or like,
no,
what do you mean?
So we were walking and there was two cars in the driveway, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But it was like it wasn't a driveway of a house. It was like a driveway of like kind of, I think the building was a church. Okay. It was like a public drive. And the cars were parked very sketchily towards the back of it. And we were walking by. And the second we walked by the second car, there was two people outside the driver's side of the car with the door open. And the guy saw us. And when I say he pushed the girl away, it wasn't like domestic violence. But it was like,
Oh,
crap. Like he pushed her away real quick. And they were like, hey, hi, how are you guys doing?
Let me get away from her.
Yeah, like they, so clearly one of them is cheating. And they thought that.
You might have known that.
They thought that we were the people that they were cheating on coming up on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was 100% a cheating situation. He pushed her. She panicked. They both turned around. And then they were super nice to us. They're like, hi, how you doing? Having a good day? I'm like, yo, one of those is cheating. Wow. Both of them are cheating. So, yeah, that was, so let's recap here. Pebbles retired.
Retirement.
Still in retirement. Some girl told Leroy he looks good chubby. Melissa gave us her menu. And I came across a...
Cheaters.
Yes, I came across an affair. Kyle, who won quarantine yesterday?
Well, I can relate to Leroy's gaming because I have played Red Dead Redemption 2 myself. And I can relate to the whole cheating thing because I've been a part of cheating. Not the cheater, but yes. And then... The menu I can, relate to because I love a good meal. So I'm going to have to go with Leroy with the gaming because that is an awesome
Leroy, your booty got you a win.
Out of Rob, retired.
Throwing air punches. He can't see it. Oh, man. Appreciate it.
Go all the way down to the bottom of the chart and you'll find Leroy.
28-3, people.
Wow.
The comeback is on.
All right. So the score right now is myself and Melissa tied at 9. Pebbles in and out of retirement. She's still in second place with a 6. And Leroy, 4.
Yes. Hey, I'll take it.
No, you can still make a comeback because, I mean, you know, we're going into phase 1 here in Boston. It pretty much kicks off June 1st. So we're going to end the quarantine game probably at the end of next week.
Right.
Okay. It sucks because I've enjoyed doing this. But, Kyle, thank you very much. And we might be
Thanks,
hitting you
Kyle.
Up because eventually when I really do get a monkey, I want to see I need to know the pros and cons of one. And I need to know where to get one. You can't get one on Amazon. You know what I'm saying?
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.